Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Always go, don't know where. Always showing I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
I'm telling you, I'm very, very disappointed with the whole team tonight. I threw to that last break with such panache. I said, it's travel night, don't go anywhere. And everybody was like, yeah, Kev, that's great. Okay, now moving right along. Linda, speaking of going places, which you're the expert in, I just tag along for the fun of it. Our next guest, Colleen Neuwein-Thibault, writes for the Associated Press, and she has recently been talking about two of our favorite places, Brooklyn and New York City. Colleen, welcome. Glad to have you at Radio Night Live.
Thanks for having me.
You know, big news, Linda, that just came out yesterday. I don't know if anybody saw it, but on Monday Night Football last night, they were talking about how Jimmy Kimmel is taking his show back to Brooklyn for this week. It's five original episodes, and this is, the fourth or fifth time he's done this? But, Colleen, talk to us about the real treasure that Brooklyn is. A lot of people, you know, may not think of it in that term.
Oh, it really is. It's gigantic. So it's very much a choose-your-own-adventure borough for, do you want hustle-bustle? Do you want quiet neighborhood locals? I've been here 13 years, and I don't know. I think I'm wrecked to live anyplace else.
Brooklyn's a hot spot, you know, I think for a lot of things, right, Colleen? I think you get a lot of... Listen, I don't want to date myself, but we call them yuppies. I don't know what you guys call them now. What do we call them? I don't know, millennials? You know, there's a lot of millennials moving into Brooklyn, a lot of great restaurants. You know, right? Throw some stuff at us, Colleen. What's great about Brooklyn?
And I'm old enough that I still use the word yuppies, too. There was a time when I think a lot of people might have thought of Brooklyn as kind of a bedroom community of Manhattan. It was where you lived if you wanted to have room for a family, but you probably commuted into Manhattan for your entertainment, for good dining. Boy, today, what I've heard from several friends is, I wish I could afford to live in Brooklyn. I got priced out. I had to move to Manhattan. There's just so much here that I could go on all day, but we don't have time for that.
Well, you specifically talk about what it's like to walk. And I'm curious in the way you describe Brooklyn. And I've heard, I mean, a lot of my friends are there. Arthur Idala, who hosts the show before this one, is famous attorney in Manhattan from Brooklyn, grown, born and bred, loves it. But even he was talking on his show just yesterday about the different kind of neighborhoods and personalities that the sections have. And if you were to try to talk to people that had never been there, how would you kind of describe those separate personalities?
That's what's so great about doing what my husband and I call super walks. So we did a 12-mile walk from the far northern part of Brooklyn up in Greenpoint all the way down to the Atlantic Ocean in Coney Island. And you see how each neighborhood sort of gives way to the next. So, for example, up in Greenpoint, traditionally a very Polish neighborhood, you start coming down into Williamsburg and you start to see that you're in now a Hasidic Jewish neighborhood. And the next thing you know, you're in what feels like Soho in the more touristy part of Williamsburg. So each neighborhood has its own sort of culture and history. And of course, neighborhoods change over time. So even within a neighborhood, you can see change and evolution as one blends into another.
Right. And if I understand correctly, if you remove Brooklyn from New York City, you do two things that are significant. Number one, New York remains, I think, the largest city in the country, but not by nearly the margin that it has. And Brooklyn would be somewhere, what, in the top 15, top 20 cities in terms of size and population?
Boy, I think in the top 10. I seem to remember, and now I'm just doing this off the top of my head, that Brooklyn on its own is about comparable to Chicago.
Wow.
Seriously.
Wow.
Now check me on that, because, you know, I'm freestyling here.
Well, you talk about your super walks. Have you done one in other portions of the city? Have you done one in Manhattan or in the Bronx or anywhere else?
Yeah, we did the length of Manhattan. Roughly designed it to follow Broadway all the way down the island, but then kind of zigged and zagged. We met up with some friends in Central Park, so we bopped off of Broadway for a while. But yeah, we did that kind of early days of the pandemic.
Very cool.
I
one day walked 13 miles in Manhattan, and it wasn't because I wanted to. In fact, I didn't even have the right shoes on. I just was lost, and I didn't know where I was going.
I love that.
I think I'd been here all of a week or something like that. It was really quite funny. I laugh about it now. At the time, I was terrified, but it was a long time ago.
You know, walking from tip to tip, when we were on the cruise, I remembered I had said to Patrick, you know, Manhattan is 13 miles long, and it's packed, buildings, people, everything. And, you know, you realize that even if you walk from tip to tip, if you cut through the center, you're not hitting every neighborhood. So it's like Brooklyn. I mean, there's so much more to explore than just going from tip to tip. You know,
right.
It would take a lifetime, I think. And as locals, right, we should remember that in our own backyard, we have all this history. We have great gastronomic finds. And just, you know, a plethora of things to discover when we're not traveling, you know, to Europe or on a plane or wherever.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, there's so much to be done right here in our own backyard.
Well, Colleen, we appreciate you being with us. If people want to read your stuff, you're with the Associated Press. How do they find it?
Yeah, so this is a story I wrote for the AP. If you go to apnews.com, you can find it there. You can also do a Google search. If you do my last name, Neuvine, N-E-W-V as in Victor, I-N-E, and the phrase movable feast, you'll find that story on dozens and dozens of the AP customers who ran that story as well.
Very, very cool. Thank you, Colleen. So great to have you with
Colleen.
Us tonight. Friends, stick around because Perillo Pointers is next, and it's very practical. So it's a practical Perillo's pointer tonight. I've exhausted all the P's I can now. It's Kevin McCullough coming right back.